This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that Russia's offensive to take control of eastern Ukraine is in full swing. He said a significant part of the entire Russian army is now concentrated on this offensive. He vowed, no matter how many Russian troops are driven there, we will fight, we will defend ourselves, we will do it every day. At a news conference, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says Russia has been sending significant military resources to including artillery and helicopters and reinforcing battalions for quite some time, and that in the east and of in south of Ukraine.
Just over the last several days, you can continue to see the Russians are doing what we call shaping. They're trying to set the conditions for more aggressive, more overt, and larger ground maneuvers in the Donbas.
And in recent weeks, the Kremlin declared the capture of the Donbas its main goal of the war after its attempt to storm Kyiv failed. After withdrawing from the capital, Russia began regrouping and reinforcing its ground troops in the east for an all-out offensive. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is planning to meet with the Prime Minister, Ukraine's Prime Minister, during this week's spring meetings of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank in Washington. At the same time, she'll be trying to avoid contact with Russian officials who plan to attend some of the Group of 20 portions of the event virtually. The Russian invasion of Ukraine and how world powers should manage the spillover effects on economics, including food insecurity, will take center stage at the meetings. This year's meetings run through Friday and include a mix of virtual and in-person events. This is VOA News. The U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea says Washington and Seoul have agreed on the need for a strong response to North Korea's recent spate of missile tests, though they remain open to dialogue with the country. Sung Kim flew to South Korea on Monday for talks 2 days after North Korea conducted a new type of missile test in its 13th round of weapons firing this year. The South Korean nuclear envoy, No Kyu-duk, says that he and Kim shared concerns that North Korea will likely continue to engage in acts that raise regional tensions. He urged North Korea to return to the talks. A U.S. federal judge in the state of Florida struck down a national mask mandate on airplanes and mass transit Monday, and airlines and airports swiftly began repealing their face covering requirements. The judge's decision freed airlines, airports, and mass transit systems to make their own decisions about mask requirements, resulting in a mix of responses to the ruling. The major airline switched to a mask optional policy, eliciting cheers from passengers when the changes were announced over loudspeakers. The Transportation Safety Agency said Monday night that it would no longer enforce the mask requirement in airports in the states of Houston, in Houston and Dallas, Texas, almost immediately did away with their mandates after the TSA announcement. The number of migrants attempting to cross the U.S.-Mexico border has now surged in recent weeks as the U.S. prepares for even larger numbers with the expected lifting of a pandemic-era order that turned away asylum seekers. Immigration authorities stopped migrants 221,303 times along the southwest border in March. That's a 34% increase from the month earlier and the highest in nearly two decades. U.S. Customs and Border Protection filed the data with the federal court in the state of Texas. CBP was expected to publicly release the monthly statistics soon before the looming expiration of a public health order that enabled U.S. authorities to turn back most migrants, including people seeking asylum. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that Russia's offensive to take control of eastern Ukraine is in fact in full swing, and he said a significant part of the entire Russian army is now concentrated on this offensive. Meanwhile, in recent weeks, the Kremlin did declare the capture of the Donbas its main goal of the war after its attempt to storm Kyiv failed. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.